Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, a little more audio from Raheem Morris's press conference yesterday. Brandon Adams going to join us at 1:20, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, as we get ready for Georgia and Georgia Tech rivalry game on Friday here in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz.
Rivalry.
Rivalry. Clean old-fashioned hate.
I hate that.
You do?
I hate that.
You don't like that?
No.
How come?
Because they hate us and we hate them.
Right, hate.
Yeah, ain't clean, nothing clean about it.
Oh, it's dirty hate.
Yeah, dirty hate.
So traditionally this weekend, Washington played Washington State, right?
The Apple Cup, which obviously
has a name. But with Washington State being not, or them not being in the same conference anymore, they play that game in September now.
Mm-hmm. Did they call the Apple Cup?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
It was still the Apple Cup, but the apples were still on the trees.
Right.
You know, because it's September.
Right.
But Oregon-Washington now is the rivalry weekend game, mm-hmm. which is a bigger rivalry and is a game that obviously Washington fans care more, at least in my generation, care
duck
more
this
about.
Weekend?
Yeah, we'll be having some duck on Saturday.
Okay.
But there's no name for the game.
There's never been a game.
There's never been a name for
it. Yeah, because that obviously
we need a name.
That means our Oregon and Oregon State, the Civil War, is gone.
Right? Yeah, but no, they still play it.
They still play it.
But what I mean is
like it's not the same.
It's not the same.
You know, it's not the
same. If you're not playing it this weekend,
yes.
then it's not yes. really your biggest rival.
Right.
I don't think. Unless I don't know, Georgia and Florida play and that you consider that to be the biggest rival or?
I don't know.
Depends on who you
I think
ask,
it's just
I guess.
Depends on who you yeah. ask, man, as far as who's Georgia's biggest rival.
Okay. Well, Washington's biggest rival is Oregon.
Right.
And they play them on Saturday at Husky Stadium at 3:30.
That thing will be rocking.
It's going to be great. CBS, we'll have Ness on the call. That'll be really, really fun. And who knows? Take away their chance to go to the college football playoff, possibly.
Yeah.
Beat them. That'd be great. But there's no name for it.
Washington doesn't lose at home a lot, right?
Washington's really good at home. They lost earlier this year to Ohio State.
But yeah, they really don't lose. That's crazy that they got their two biggest opponents at home.
Yeah,
you
nice.
Look at Oregon and then Ohio State. That's
yeah,
pretty good
right
good
there. If they could win one of them.
That's pretty good right there, yeah.
What were you saying, Abe?
Two names listed informally.
Okay.
One of them being the Cascade Clash.
People, or Cascade Cup. I've seen people try to, or Cascadia.
And I've also got Fight for the Forest.
Fight for the Forest, okay.
Yeah.
I think we can do better.
Yeah, that last one's not a football.
Fight for the Forest.
No. It's not.
I tell you what, the great thing about Thanksgiving is you always get everybody's tips of how to make things and what they like with it. I love Dylan Matthews so much. Dylan said, Randy, how do you feel about green bean casserole?
Okay.
And all I can say to Dylan is like, you know what? As long as you enjoy it.
Yeah.
As long as you enjoy it. See the evolving that I've had from the first year that me and you were together?
Yeah.
I trashed it. Mm-hmm. I said, you're a damn idiot if you eat it, damn near all that.
It's true.
And then I've evolved. And that's because of you, because you always say, well, people can eat what they want.
Yeah, you're like
you
it.
Know what? You're absolutely
People
correct.
Like it. My wife loves it.
Yeah, and so I left it alone until Dylan just asked me about it.
What'd you say?
I just told him as long as you like it.
Oh. Well, you're allowed to say what
no,
you think of it.
I don't want to because
Why?
I don't want to make you. I don't want to make anybody feel bad because for whatever reason, if I say something and people and it offends people, then everybody gets mad at me.
Oh.
I'm just giving my opinion on it. You can still eat it.
The question was, how do you feel about green bean casserole?
Right.
That is, the answer to that is, if you like it, you should eat it.
Yes.
That's not how you feel about
but
it.
But it's not about that.
No, the question was, how do you feel
Again,
about it?
Again, Andy, it's not about that because I don't want Dylan not to eat it because he said, And I quote, I really like green bean casserole.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know what is happening, and I don't like it, okay? I don't like that answer about green bean casserole. I don't like you doing this weird Georgia Tech respect thing. Like, I don't know what's going on, and we need to get to the bottom of
this. I'm evolving, dude. I'm evolving, man.
I don't know, man.
I'm evolving, dude. I don't want to eviscerate no more, Andy.
I want you to.
I just, you know, feelings matter to me now for some reason. Don't know, man.
What have I done?
I don't know, man.
Feelings matter to me.
I mean,
not you.
I mean, we get a picture this morning.
Here we go. Here's what we're gonna devolve. You know,
we're gonna devolve right now. We got a picture this morning.
Yes,
and I'm just sitting there like, what the hell is this, man?
Yeah,
and I just laughed my ass off.
Look, she sent it publicly, so we could talk about it.
But I'm just like, what? We were just making jokes.
Just so nobody knows what we're talking about. So let me spell this out real quick.
And I'm
before, like this morning, like one of the first things I saw when I logged on to Twitter was this message, and it's not even a message, it's a tweet, so everyone can see it.
Yeah.
From a listener. She said, thought I'd share this pic of my friend's son who cheers on Code Black in Raleigh with Jordan Hudson. He has a full-time job, but cheers on the side because he loves it. And is really good at it. And that's great.
That's great.
I think you should follow your
passions. But why are you sending us the picture of him? Why are you sending us the picture of him with that pose?
All of that was fine.
All that was fine. Don't send me the picture.
The picture stuff.
Yeah. Don't send me the picture. That's great. That is awesome that this young man enjoys being on this team with Miss Jordan.
I'm happy he's gainfully employed.
Awesome.
I'm happy.
That's awesome.
He's got
But don't
hobbies.
Send me the damn picture of him in action.
And I would even say, like, if you just told me he could do a standing split, I guess I would be happy about that just
to
know.
Don't send
but
it to me.
I didn't
need to see it. All right?
This man has his foot above his head. Standing up.
But why did you have to send it?
I don't know.
To do what? Prove a point?
I guess.
I don't feel bad.
You see the outfit.
I didn't
the
say code nothing black funny. Anyways, the heat volley part of it. I just don't want to hurt. I pick on Dylan all the time. Who gets the blunt of my jokes? It's either Abe or it's Dylan.
Dylan.
I love both of these brothers. Uh-huh. I would say this. I can talk about it, but you better not talk about them.
Right.
You know.
No, I think if Randy's not making fun of you, if not having fun at your expense, then he probably doesn't like you that much.
Yes, exactly. So what I'm going to start doing, and know what I've been start doing, as you see, I don't respect Georgia Tech. I hate that school.
Yeah,
you
there
know
we
why?
Go.
Because they hate me. I don't hate them personally. I know a lot of Georgia Tech people are good people.
Sure.
Good people.
But we're talking fanhood here.
Yes,
we're
I don't like them. They don't like me. This goes back to, I forgot when I did that damn interview. And I, you know.
What interview?
Remember the interview when I was interviewed by one of them damn beat writers and I was talking crap
about
Georgia Tech?
Oh, right, when you were on the team. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it goes back to then.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, exactly. You have more in it than anybody.
I know this. But the thing about it is I respect their head coach. I ain't respected none of their head coaches.
Mm.
None of them. I respect the hell of their quarterback. The only quarterback I ever respected from Tech was obviously Joe Hamilton.
Joe Hamilton, yeah.
Goolsby.
Okay.
Obviously, and Ball, and Reggie.
Okay.
Because I know his dad, it popped all that. But now this dude here, Haynes, I respect the hell out of him, Andy. So I want to give him his due respect. But F Georgia Tech.
There it is. That's what we need.
But that's what I'm saying. I get that all the time. To hell with Georgia. I don't bother Georgia Tech fans.
Because you don't need to.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, they're always bothering me.
I know.
You know.
Because they need to.
You remember last year when I'm getting a tail with I'm like, okay, fine, the game ain't over. Yeah. That's why I went.
I know.
And I'm not, and you know.
I know all the stuff you're saying, I know.
But that's what I'm trying to do, Andy. I'm just trying to be more considerate of what people eat. People like green bean casserole, all right? I remember I offended people maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, because I think Wendy and them were still here, and I said brothers didn't eat green bean casserole.
You did say that.
And they went, Randy, you know what you're talking about. My bad. And that's why I explained the deal. And I was like, you know, I'm a old school Southern country boy. Mm. We ain't eat casseroles. You know, this new age people that's above Henry County, they eat it. My bad. All right. But I didn't know. And that's the thing. I had no clue that brothers ate green bean casserole until everybody got on my ass about it. And that's fine. So again, if you like it, that's all that matters.
It's just not going to be on your table.
It's not going to be on my damn table.
Fine. You're allowed to have whatever you want on your table.
Yeah, yeah. It'll come up the driveway.
It'll be on mine.
Yeah. Again, that's awesome because your wife loves
it. She loves it.
Yeah.
She loves it. My mom hates it so much that she pretended one year to accidentally burn it. But she did it on purpose. She turned the thing on broil. She meant to turn it on off. She turned it on broil.
That's all.
It literally caught on fire.
Yeah. That's all.
I had to throw baking soda in the oven because it literally caught on
fire. Hey, man, why you sending us this damn picture, man?
Oh, no. There's a new one? What? What?
Somebody reposted it.
Oh, okay, hang on.
I don't care.
My Twitter's been slow lately.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Oh. Yeah, there it is. Look, I'm not laughing at him.
I am, man. I am.
Okay, let's get to the front page with Abe.
I am.
We were the wrong people to send that picture
man.
To.
Like, what'd you send it to me for? You think I was going to be like, oh, man, I shouldn't have.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, never mind. Come on, man. I was going to be like, never mind. Leave me alone.
All right. Bo is on Thanksgiving break. Is he in Louisiana?
I think so.
Did he go home to Louisiana?
Yeah, he's at the house eating possum.
Rabbits.
Eating possum gumbo and stuff.
Yeah, again, fine to have on your table.
Yes.
I still want it on mine. Hello, Abe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
I'm with Randy. If you want to put green bean casserole on the table, fine. It's not touching my plate. Do you know? I mean, there's so many better sides that there's just.
Yeah, it's true.
There's just so many better.
You know what it is? All green bean casserole is just like canned green beans.
Pass.
Like cream of mushroom mm-hmm. soup.
Pass. Yes, which I love.
And
my
those fried onion things.
Yeah. I have no.
That's it.
Can we just get that? Just put that on the plate.
Yeah.
Just the fried onion strings. Just that. Anyways, Randy, I know you're a good teammate because you haven't been red carded directly for incidents involving those on your team, unlike a member of Everton yesterday.
Awesome.
There is a red card here, dished out by Tony Harrington. And Idrissa Gardeguy has been dismissed.
Look at the reaction. And Idrissa Gay with Michael Keane, they're having a real debate about whose fault that was. And then there's just a real shove between the two teammates. Not good to see.
And the video assistant referee this evening, Paul Howard, has now confirmed that the red card will stand, a clear strike to the head from Idrissa Gardeguy on his teammate, Michael Keane.
Yeah. You could be carded directly for
he
attacking your teammate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's by the way,
crazy.
I'm pretty sure the guy.
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he missed the attempt. Like, I don't think it was a goal. Maybe I saw it wrong. I don't think. I mean, it was obviously a great chance they conceded. I think he missed the goal, and they got into a thing, and he hit his teammate in the face,
I guess. Got carded for it.
And you got red carded for it.
That's unbelievable.
Crazy. I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could do it either.
I guess you're not supposed to hit anyone.
No,
could
it's,
you get carded for hitting yourself, do you think?
Punch yourself in the face? You don't get carded for flopping, do you?
You should.
You can get a yellow card for simulation, simulating a penalty, yeah.
Okay.
And that, you don't see it enough,
yeah,
but
I think
you do see it from time to time.
Yeah, we didn't do a lot of that.
You ever have any teammates get in a fight with each other?
Oh, dude, I played football.
Like during the game?
Have to break up a fight on the sideline? Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Why?
I don't know.
What are y'all fighting about? And it's all like, what are you fighting? Yeah.
I don't know.
Man.
People that can't control their emotions fascinate me.
Yeah, man. Ain't nothing worse than that right there. Like, oh, God, this dude stole dude in the face.
Dan Hurley, who said that he was evolving, I guess, maybe not so much. He's had some incidents, some flare-ups. But he also talked about his team. They have a game on Friday, and so his approach to letting the fellas celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday while also instituting game plan and being prepared.
We're going to celebrate our Thanksgiving on Wednesday as a team. We're going to eat the what's in the turkey, Bobby? No. What makes people sleepy? Tryptophan. So we're not going to eat the tryptophan on Thursday and be sluggish as on Friday. So we're going to eat the tryptophan, the turkey and everything on Wednesday so that all the tryptophan is out of our system by the time we get to MSG. Here we go.
I'm just going to be honest. I hope they lose, and then he blames some sports nutritionist for tryptophan still being with him.
It is lingering.
I don't care.
It's around too long.
I don't care. I am maybe I'm just in the minority. I don't believe that.
You don't believe what?
That the turkey makes you sleepy. I don't.
Huh.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't believe that because I don't fall asleep after I eat turkey. Mm. I don't.
But it's overeating in general.
I think that's
it?
What it is. Yeah. If you eat eat too much,
if you eat 4 pounds of bread and meat and gravy, you're going to get a little tired.
Yes, I don't believe.
I mean, it could be any number of chemicals in there, but yeah, you're just going to get a little. You're going to get a little sluggish.
I don't believe that.
Thanksgiving foods in general are sluggish.
I think if you
foods.
Eat all the food like that,
if you put gravy on top of a bunch of stuff, whatever it is,
like,
you can put gravy on top of an energy bar. You're going to get tired. Gravy.
I just don't believe that, man. I'm sorry.
Probably be gross, too.
I'm sorry.
I like that if you're good enough at coaching, you can just be a big public weirdo.
Yes.
Like, because that guy's weird.
And he enjoys
it. And kind of a jerk, too. But, like, if you win enough games in your respective sport, then, like, the winning to weirdness ratio is accepted. It's like, all right, well, I don't know. That guy wins a lot, a couple national championships. I guess we'll just let him do this. It's a weird rant to go on, but you go for it, Bob. Okay.
You said you go for it, Bob.
Go for it, Bob.
Again, the thing for me is, like, it's fine to make that statement, but then if you don't perform
like
Friday and you take that off the
Harbaugh's
table.
Jim Harbaugh's a full-blown weirdo.
Yes, he is.
But he wins a lot of football games, so no one cares.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
I just like the excuses when they don't win.
Okay. Yeah. What do we got going on here? Oh, yeah. Saturday, guys, noon to 2. Miss Allie Mack will be at Nally Kia in Stonecrest.
Allie at Nally.
I like that. Allie going to be at Nally. Nally Kia in Stonecrest. We are, you know the deal, the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV, rolling stand, other prizes, and including tickets to upcoming home games. That's this Saturday, noon to 2 at Nally Kia with Allie.
All right. Final hour of the show coming up next. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, as Raheem Morris met with the media yesterday. We'll let you hear from him. Brandon Adams is going to join us in about half an hour as well. Talks of Georgia. Obviously, look ahead to the Georgia Tech game on Friday here in Atlanta. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.